the end of last week's parsha in Parshas Noach, last pasuk. Vayir yimei terech chamish shanim u'masayim shana vayomos terech b'charan. Rabbeinu Bechaye asked a question that the psukim had just listed off the last 10 doiris. And when it listed off, it says they live for a certain amount of years, and it never says that they died. It just said they lived, they had children, and this is the amount of years that they lived. Each one of them. The only one that it says that he died was by Terach. As he asked, why by Terach does it end off Vayomos Terach B'charon? He says, Rashi says something, Efshad, that'll answer it. But he wants to say a different shot, which is a very big yisoy. He says, what it's coming to teach us is that Vayomos Terach is not only Terach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that until Avram, the world was Tov. The world went, it was liberalist, they did what they want, when they wanted. Everyone just did what they wanted. They didn't care about what was right. When Avram came to the world, it was maskal shtei alofim shel Torah. It was maskal a life of having values, of having mashmois in your life, of doing the right thing. It was maskal a whole new world. As that's what it's coming to say. Vayomos Terach B'charon is not just Terach. Vayomos Terach is everyone until Terach died also. It was the end of an aura. It was the end of a period of time in the world. Now, we're starting Vayomer Hashem Lavram, a whole new world, a whole new start. And he says that's why the Nun of Charon is the Mahapuch. Charon is Miloshen Charoin Af. Until Terach, when people do what they want and they live, I'm doing whatever I want, that's my lifestyle, as then there's Charoin Af in the world. The Nern of Charon is Nishapich to teach you Bo Avram, and the world's going to change. Now, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, what do you have? Comes Avram V'yiyeh Brocha. Now we're changing the world from a world of Charon, of Charoin Af, to a world of Bracha. And you could add very nicely to the Rabbeinu Bechaye of Balaturim in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. The word starts off, the first word in Parshas Lech Lecha is Vayoymer, Pasich Vamiras of the Balaturim. Beloshen Shenivra Bay Ha'olam. When Hashem created the world, He said, "Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or." He used the word Amira. Why? To Loinivra Ela Bishchos Avram. The world was created because there was going to be a tzaddik like Avram. As Ki'ilu over here starts a new Brias Ha'olam. As you put together the Bala Turim with the Rabbeinu Bechaye in the last parsha, we have a beautiful picture. The last parsha is Vayomos Terach. The whole door, the whole idea is gone. Now we're starting a new era. We're starting a new Mahalach. We're starting a new Bereshis. We're starting Vayomer Hashem El Avram. Oh. And this is a big lesson for us in where we are in the Golus we're in now. Zok the Bala Turin. Lech Lecha. Why does it say twice, Lech Lecha? Zok the Bala Turin, it's a remez. There are going to be two Golusim that Klal Yisrael are going to go to. Golus Bavel and Golus Edom. Maisa Ovis, Simin Labonim. This Halicha of Avram Avinu is going to teach us how are we Mahalach in the Golus we're in now? How are we able to raise on? We're in a world where we're back to Shnei Alofim from Tov. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the world went back to Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga. You know, it used to be when they read this Gemara, they could think the world is not so bad. But nowadays, we understand what the Gemara is saying. Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga. The Hashchosa that there is in the world, what people have access to. There's someone who has a who they found his notes or his letters, where he wrote about all the famous people in the world, all the mushchasis that they did. He collected all the garbage on all of them. And now the American government is fighting. They shouldn't present it to the public, because everyone who's big in the world in Chashiv, everyone's all of a sudden going to know is one big mushchas. As the key top people in the world, that everyone is running the world, they're all mushchasim shein kamayu. A little bit they're letting out, as this guy from England's going down. A little bit they're letting out, and everyone they let out, a little bit of his ashkasa, he goes down. Lamedcha, the door is back to Olam HaTov. I mean, the gezel, the znus, the shmutz is on lo yuman, the one putting everyone else down. Lo yuman, everyone sees the Gaiusha society, what the world is happening in the world, the shkarim. Ba'azus is so terrible. We see Mamisha Olam HaTov, and we look at ourselves. How are we able to be Mitkaber in the Nisyonos we're in now? As Avraham Avinu and his Melamed us. The world was in Tohu before also. And Avraham Avinu had a Lech Lecha. And that's a lima to all of us in where we're holding now. We could also do Lech Lecha. Zokir B'Sabit, a very powerful Yisrael. The first time it says in the Torah something is the Shairish of the rest. As the first Tzivui, first time we have Hashem talking to Avram, is Lech Lecha. As that's the Shairish of everything else that's going to happen. Why? Zokir B'Sabit beautifully. What did Hashem tell Avram? This world is a journey. This world is a mahalach. In this world, you got to go. You got to accomplish. You got to go places. And you got to be going and heading in the right place. You have to know where you're heading in life, and you have to work to get there. V'zehu yisoid kol ha-tayrah kula. Zok the mesilas yisharim. Olam haza is kula nisyonos. Why? Olam haza is kula nisyonos. What's the nisayon? I ate breakfast, I went to seder, I had lunch, I came to a shir. What's the big nisyonos that are going on? The big nisyonos, zot the mesilas yisharim, is the biggest nisayon that has many, many pratim, is where are you heading in life? What's important to you? What are you working for? Where are you heading? Are you heading to Ela Oretz Asher Erecha Ve'eschal Legoi Gadol, or are you heading somewhere else? Bizman Hazeh, where else could you be heading? To Inyane Olam Hazeh. That's your life. I want to have a good Olam Hazeh. What is your value? Your value is your status. That's your value. You want to know what I'm worth? Okay, last night was Thursday night. I'm not saying I did this, but there was someone. He went out Thursday night to a very expensive restaurant, the Entrecot in Har Chutzvim. What does he do? He takes out his smartphone. He takes a picture and he sends to his friends, "Look what I'm eating tonight. I'm going to poke out every one of my friends' eyes." And what did his friends do? They look at it. Their mouth starts watering him, and what do they say? Are they impressed by him? Not b'chlal. What do they say? Tomorrow night, I'm going to a different restaurant, and I'm sending him a picture, and I'm going to poke his eyes out back. Oh. That's what life has become. Status. I'm going to show you I'm enjoying it more than you. You go to a chasana, just look at the band. Nowadays, you go to a chasana, the singer is singing there, and you see seven guys coming over with their smartphone and taking a picture to send to their friend. Oh, this I'm going to show what chasana. Look at the food. Look at my vacation. Look where I go. Look at my car. Look at my house. Oh, as life is, I have a goal in life, a very big goal, to show everyone I'm chashiv in this world. To show everyone my status. Just look on Yeshiva news. Look what they wrote about. Ah, gewaldig. Look where I'm appearing. Ah, look what I did. That's my goal in life, to be choshev. What does choshev mean? Status. Everyone should know about me. Everyone should look at me and say, wow, I made it. That's a mutzlach. If I don't have that, I'm a loser. Mamash a loser. Never. No one knows about me. No one says wow when they see my social media. No one cares about me. And li'idach, even in the Torah world, have to be choshev, have to be a magid shir, have to be a rav in a shul, have to do certain things, have to make siyumim, have to be part of different, you know, different organizations, and then I'm choshev. But the fact that I'm sitting and learning, the fact that I'm doing mitzvahs, come on, everyone does that. That's not special. As we live in a world which so much pulls us away and gives us other directions in life, other goals in life. As the first Tivui to Avraham Avinu is Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim. Knowing what are you in the world for? What are you in the world for? To be Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U Mimoilad Techa. Zok Techida, Artzecha is a remez to Gashmius. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. It's one of those famous expressions of his man as there, Toira Ugdula. Toira, but I have Gdula. I have a lot of, what's Gdula? A lot of Ashiras. Mechatesh, that's Gdula. Yeah. There was someone that was telling my wife that, the Litvisha Gdolim, they live in simple homes. She was Hasidish. And she was saying the Hasidim believes different. The Rebbe, she's telling my wife, this Rebbe lives in a house. He has 10 bedrooms, and he has and he has 6 dining rooms. Oh, and you have to see how his house is organized. Yeah. And she was telling her husband, she was trying to convince him he should go back and be a Rebbe in America because they're going to get a big house also. Oh. And my wife says, Chassi Hashem, her battery ran out. She didn't have to listen to the rest of what kind of homes they have and what we're living in. Oh, there's sheepers in life, you know, sheepers. And also, of course, they go to Budapest because they have to go to the Rebbe's Kever in the summer and they travel first class, Avada, Vivaldi. Oh, there's Artzecha, there's a lot of Artzias, a lot of Gashmiastika. That's number one. Lech lecha, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, lech lecha me'adzecha. Don't put such a doggish in life in all the gashmias. There was someone that said that he went into someone's house and he was explaining to him how he had a decorator and how they decorated everything, how the bathroom door opens and it opens a certain direction and all the different designs on the walls. Oh, he was like, this person is talking to me. He was a rav, like, wow, I should be blown away. Like, you're so into gashmias. Every little detail of Gashmi's Halavai, every little detail in the Sugya we should be Choshev Taz. As number one, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Don't let the world, the Gashmi's the world, pull you in. That you should be so involved in it. And it should take away from your Ruchnius. Va'oid u'miloid mayladetecha. From your birthplace. You have to be lech lecha from your birthplace. What does it mean? It's like some bachram, they walk into the cab driver looks at them with a big smile. Ata Amerikai, ken? 50 shekel. I'm just going for 3 blocks. 50 shekel, ata Amerikai. Beseder. You ever had met these cab drivers? How did he know I'm American? How does the guy know? I come in right away. He tells me 50 shekels. I didn't even open my mouth. He didn't even hear my Hebrew. There's some people, it's Parshit written all over them. Their whole moiladit, wherever they go, it's like, it's nicker. I could tell on you. There's some people, you look at them, whoa, he looks like a tzaddik. He looks at, I don't mean because he has very thick payas, and he's wearing a hat that's 2 years. That's not what I mean. You look at the way he acts, the way he talks. His whole anhagas achayim. You're like, wow. As it's coming to say, lech lecha mimayladetecha. We're in galus. The galus we're in. The hashkafes achayim of the goyim go in so deep. And you know what the problem is? It goes in subconsciously. We all say, it's not going to affect me. I know better than that. I could watch it, I could listen to it, and it doesn't affect me, I'm telling you. And we all don't realize how deep it seeps in. How much it's going in. As Hashem told Avraham Avinu, the first sivui is, you have to know, where are you heading in life? What's important to you? What's important to you is to know, lech lecha me'artzecha, from the gashmius of Adam Hazeh, u'mimalatecha, from the hashkafes achayim of your meiledes. In America, what's the hashkafes achayim? Yelp. We write on the bill, in G-D, we trust, and the kids are saying, in the dollar bill, we trust. Yeah, that's the G-D, that's the Avodah Zarah. I call this guilt. Trump is going and making business deals with every country in the world. He's a great president. Guilt, guilt, and more guilt. Arabs, China, everywhere. Guilt, guilt, guilt. Ah, that's talking. Ah, now we're talking. He's someone that has a lot of influence in the world because he's making a lot of guilt for America. Ah, a great president. Guilt. Ah, guilt is money in English. Yeah. That's moiladetecha. How much, who are you? How much you chashiv? Let me tell you how much I'm making. Now you know how chashiv I am. You know what my job is? You know what college I went to? Nowadays it's not chashiv. You know how much I'm making? You know how much I'm making? I'm chashiv. I made it. I'm mutzlach. If you're not, so you're a loser. That's moiladetecha. And one more time, it's so sad, subconsciously, it sinks into even in yeshivas, even in yeshiva bachrim, even in avreichim. We have to be so careful from that hashpa mibachut. So how do I go away from these hashpas? What are you telling me? I know I live in a world where status is very important. Having a lot of tanugi olam hazeh is very important. Money is very important, therefore, because you get status and tanugi olam hazeh. So, what am I supposed to be doing in the world? As that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham. Lech lecha el eretz asher erecha. Go to the eretz where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Eretz Yisrael. The Mokum of Ashra Shechina, the Mokum where Avira Deret Yisrael is Machkin. All of you did something which you may not have realized. You mamish started the journey of Avram Avinu. You left Arzacha. You left Moiladetacha. You came to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. As you mamish did, you followed the footsteps of the journey of Avram Avinu. However, there are two kinds of people that come to Eretz Yisrael. There's some people that come to Eretz Yisrael and it's like, okay, in the summer I went to Italy, France, Spain. Okay, so I have another one on my passport, Israel. Oh. And there's some people where they come, they're coming to Eretz Asher Erecha, they're coming with a tachlis. I want to grow. I want to steig. I want to have more meaning in life. I want to develop meaning for something that's real, that's something that's really important. As the Pasuk says, what's going to happen if you go ela eretz asher erecha ve'escha legoy gadol va'varechecha va'gad l'shimcha. You want status? Let's talk status. Lech lecha le'eretz asher erecha. Ruchnius gives status. Ruchnius gives bracha. Ruchnius gives children. It gives everything. That was a powerful Limut Avram. Someone would say, so why is this an Asayin? That's what the Mepharshim is. Hashem's telling you, go to Eretz Yisrael, and everything's going to be good. Why is this an Asayin? As I turn to every person here, if it's not an Asayin, so why aren't you guys huge Masmidim? Hashem told you, if you learn, you're going to get a lot of tzar. So why is it an Asayin? Why is it an Asayin? Because we live in a world that tells us everything lehepach. To pick yourself up in a world that everything is the opposite, wow, that's really hard. Because we understand this was a big Nisayan. Because Hashem tells all of us too, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you a lot of atzlacha. You're going to be zeichet Olam Haba. You're going to be zeichet of big things. We all know that. But our performance is nowhere near where it should be if we believe that. Why? Because it's an Nisayan to believe it when you live in a world of tohu. When you live in a world that's teaching you the opposite, breathing the opposite, and feeling the opposite. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Ulech Lecha. And this is a big limud for all of us. Even though we live in a hard world, and it's a big Nisayan, but Avram Avinu, he's our Av. He put in our genes, in our DNA, we can raise above it. We can make it happen. We could have bigger goals in life. We could have bigger ideals in life. We could have bigger mashmois. We could have bigger things in our life. But it's totally on one thing. And this is the question. The gabrus on the Nisayon. You have to start the journey. You have to start doing things that are in that direction. You have to start learning chesed. You have to talk a different way. You have to live a different way. You have to start learning about different things, sending an interest into things that could help you to grow. And then you could change. To be misgaber on your nisayon. And that's why everyone thinks, okay, so I heard this inspiring shmooze. Wow. But why did I change? Because as inspiring as you're going to hear, im eina nili, nili. All the inspiration doesn't go anywhere. Even vayimayim doesn't go anywhere. Until you go and fight. Until you go and pick yourself up and work to make it happen. And that's the godless of Avraham Avinu. He was oimed ben Isayin. He didn't just talk, I really think it's nice to live in Israel. I'm really idealistic. I like that idea. I give a lot of credit to the people that live in Israel. No. Avram wasn't just idealistic. He was realistic. He lived it. He picked himself up. He moved. And he went. And it was very hard when he got there. When he got there, it wasn't good. There was a rav, yeshiva food. The mamas got there and the food wasn't edible. It just didn't go. I'm used to American food. I come, rav. Oh. He wasn't blown away. He kept on going. As hard as it was, I have to move again. What? I get to my dira, I'm finally set up. I get to my dorm room and now I got to move again. Now the dira is causing problems. The room is fun. Life is so hard. What did Avram do? He kept on going. No committing suicide. That is not the solution. Copping out is terrible. Avram Avinu held strong. Yes, I know life is going to be hard. That doesn't mean I'm in trauma. It doesn't mean he shouldn't be alive. This is a challenge. And I could raise above the challenge. As Zot Rav Tzadik, that is the attitude of Lech Lecha. It's the first, it's teaching us an attitude in life. If you want to grow in Ruchnius, you're going to have to work to make it happen. You're going to have to travel. And you're going to have to make it and travel the journey step by step by step. You have to have a mahalach. You have to know where you're going. and you have to work to make it happen. It's not just enough inspirational speeches. It's not just enough inspirational kumzitzes even. You need to work and make it happen if you want it to happen. As Avraham Avinu went with Hashem. He went, even though it was hard for him. He went to Mitzrayim, they stole his wife. It was hard for him. He went afterwards, he did a milah. It was hard for him. He did an akedah. It was hard for him. He did what's right, even though it was hard for him. And from that, he became Avraham Avinu. He boxed his godless. Adeichan Advar Megiim, he went from being an Ani to an Asher. He went from being a no man, everyone against him, to being a melech. He lifted himself up and he had a certain chshivas, a miyuchidika chshivas. There are certain people that have a beautiful chaim to them. Everyone loves them, likes them. And it's not because of their money. Because people don't love the person, they love the money. They don't love the person. Many times they really hate the person. But when you had do Torah and mitzvahs, you zeicher to miyuchadik achein. The chein we see on our tzaddikim, the cover that they get, how people want to help them. It's a different level. I wouldn't call it status, I'd call it something way above it. Chein. Godless amitis. Va'oid. Lech lecha. Lech is bigamachia 50, lech lecha is bigamachia 100. When you start going on the Mahalach, as it says that Yitzchak was a Reya and he was Zeicher to Meya Sha'arim. That's what the neighborhood over here, Meya Sha'arim, is named after what Yitzchak was Zeicher to Meya Sha'arim of Brachas. Rather, if you go in the neighborhood, you're wondering where the Meya Brachas are. But that's the name, Meya Sha'arim of Brachas. And that's why we make Meya Brachas on a day to be Poseach the Meya Sha'arei Brachas in Shamayim. There are Meya Sha'arim of Bracha. That's why there are Meya Brachas B'chol Yoyim. Every time you're saying Shmon Esther, you're making a Bracha, you're opening up the Sha'arim. But there's another way of opening up the Sha'arim. Avraham Avinu taught us when we have a Mahalach Achayim, Lech Lecha. That Mahalach HaChayim, working hard for what's right, that's Poseach Kol HaBrachas. And that's why he was Zeicha, Vavarechacha, Vagad Lashimcha, Veheye Bracha. You become a Mahus of Bracha. Avram was Nifter, Zokin, Yisfayom. A happy person. Totally Savur. Loads of Bracha. He worked hard in his life. Doesn't mean he didn't have nishyanis, doesn't mean he didn't have agus nevesh, but he's a happy person. I know a lot of people that have a lot of money and they're not happy. I know a lot of people that have mashmois in their life, they have viasit and batayra, they learn shtark, they do chesed, and they're very happy people. But that's the powerful limud of Parshas Lech Lecha. It's a new era. We're opening up a new world. The world until Avram and the world of to be Messiah. The mission of it says, Astara Deiris from Noyach before Avram, the Kula Mechasim Ubayim Adshepo Avram, the Notal Schar Keneged Kula. Zog the Mepharshim on Avis. Why was he Neitel Schar Keneged Kulam? Do you know why? Because if the whole world is not doing its tikkun, and you do your tikkun, it's much, much harder. Because the hashpa around you is so hard. When you get up and you fight, as not only do you get your part, you get every person in the world's part who's not doing his part. As he was Neitel Schar of Kol Ha'olam Kula. This man hazeh at the end of our Golis. Not only are you Zeicher to the Bracha of your part, any person that picks himself up and raises himself up, he's Zeicher a Nifludig amount of Schar, because it's not easy. The Schar is Nifla Miyaisa. That's the first pasuk in this week's parsha. But really, it's not just a personal story that happened to Avram. This is the story in every Yid's life, and in your life too. You can make the change. You could go away from the Tod, the Vavod, the Artzicha, the Meilatcha. You could be a different person. But you have to have a strong goal, and you have to work to make the goal happen. You have to be willing. It's not going to be easy. You have to fight for your goals. Fight for what's important for you. But if you do, slowly, slowly, you're going to go up. Mi yale bahar Hashem. There's some people, they look, whoa, to be a tzaddik? Wow, it's like climbing a har. It's like climbing Masada without the cable car. At 1 o'clock when it's hot. I can't be a tzaddik. Mi yale bahar Hashem. Avram Avinu paved the way. You could be yale. Don't give up. Make a strong goal and you can go. But you have to take the steps. Not too big. Step by step. On your level. Make your Kabbalah to learn better. To do chesed. To live with more mashmois, to work to make it happen. And you'll be amazed how far you're going to go. Because you're going to see that when you start climbing, the cable car is going to come and pick you up, and you're going to go very, very far, much further than you ever imagined. But you have to be a mahalik. Because that's the mitzvah of Lech Lecha. In our gullus that we're in now, Lech, we can go out. We could be mitzgaber, and we could come back to Eretz Yisrael for real, to Eretz HaKlidish, to the Eretz of Kulei Toiv, Kulei Bracha. But we need to take those steps together. As the Olam started the journey, you came to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Let's learn from Avram when he came to Eretz Yisrael. And let's make that this shouldn't just be a year in Israel. This should be a tchila of a journey of life. To change my goals, change my mahalik hachayim, and to be zeicha ve'yei bracha. Everyone should be zeicha to bracha, siyata dishmaya, v'godol mamash.